Discover beauty and freedom on the French side of Geneva. Discover the Pays de Gex.
And now we're going to be talking to Yann from the Pays de Gex tourist office. Yann, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
Now, Yann, we've got spectacular weather at the moment, which, of course, is making everything look fantastic. Doesn't it actually make you feel better when the sun comes out? It really does, doesn't it?
Oh, it totally does, especially with the fresh mountain air and the beautiful sunshine. This is what spring is all about.
No, it's fantastic. Now, also around the Pays de Gex, which of course, so if you're in Geneva and you look towards the Jura Mountains, I mean, that's basically the Pays de Gex. You've got some fantastic views from up there. And it's a perfect opportunity, certainly in this weather, to take a great hike, isn't it?
It is, and one of the wonders, one of the wonderful things about some of our hikes is that they are adapted to some of us who are not the most sporty inclined. So,
what are you suggesting, really... Ann? No, you're right, and it suits me. Yeah, carry on. Sorry. Yes. So they're hikes that are accessible to many people.
Exactly. You know, non-sporty people, people that are traveling with children, and, you know, people that just want to get a fresh air and have a reward at the end or at the middle, depending on the itinerary. So we've identified six beautiful itineraries that you can do, some of them will give you, for example, there's one which is an hour and a half hike. It's a circle route called Le Belvédère du Turet, the Turet Belvedere, and will allow you to halfway through be able to have probably one of the best views of the Mont Blanc you can find anywhere. And that starts at the Col de la Faucille. We have others where, you go through small villages, whether it's Vizancy, Mijoux, so there really is something for everyone in all these hikes.
And they're well marked, I assume.
They're well marked. So there are a variety of different ways. You can come into the tourism office and we can give you a map. You can, go to the departure point. And like I said, they are well marked. And we have on our website, as well as there's a mobile app called Outdoor, A-I-N Outdoor, which gives you geolocalized maps and, kind of like a GPS for you to be able to follow your route. You can also track your route. You can also take pictures. You can, so a lot of different things. It's got a lot of features on that app. So you have the opportunity to discover all of the hikes. We have over 30 of them throughout the Pays de Gex.
Okay, that's fantastic. So hiking in the Pays de Gex and some hikes specifically designed for those people who don't want to be too strained by it, but get out and about all the same. Also getting out and about fishing. Now, there's plenty of fishing to be had in the Pays de Gex.
There is. We have some beautiful spots, both in the plains and also up in the mountains, where you can go fishing. Now, depending on where you want to go fishing, you'll need one of two different permits that you can buy in the Gex tourism office.
Yeah.
And and you can find carp, roach, trout, river trout. I mean, there's really a great variety of fish to be had. Some of it is catch and release, and some of it, you can keep. And
I was going to say, there is a difference there. There are rules and regulations. I mean, some of them you can, take home and barbecue, and others you can't.
Absolutely. Exactly. Right. So, and it's very well indicated, there's no kill, there's catch and release, there's, and then there are like you said, they're the ones that you can, savor right. the flavors of the of our rivers and lakes.
Okay, so that's fishing. Now, see, all the details and the permits are available at the Pays de Gex tourist office, which mm-hmm. you'll find in Gex, won't you?
That is correct.
Yes, and also finally something a bit different: music. Now, there's plenty of music going on around the Pays de Gex.
There is indeed. And, you know, so there are a lot of things that are going to be happening and are going to be opening up. So first of all, starting on the 26th, we are going to be, all the lifts are going to are going to start opening for the weekend, every weekend and holidays up until the 1st of July. So along with that, and I neglected to mention when we briefed earlier, the zip line is going to be opening up and the summer luge. So starting on the 26th, those that want to get their thrill on can do that. And then you're going to start seeing a number of, you know, of different music festivals that are happening. And one of them, the most important one, is going to be the Cubano 2 Salsa Festival. This is second edition, and it's going to be taking place July 1st to the 3rd. Tickets have gone on sale, and I highly recommend anybody that's interested to hurry, because space is limited, and it's going to be incredible. We've got Michael Blanco, who is, you know, one of the premier stars in Cuba, is going to be coming along with his Salsa Mayor band. So there's 15 of them. They're coming from Havana for our festival, and they're going to be releasing their latest record. So it's going to be a first that audiences are going to hear their latest music since the pandemic.
Okay. No, it sounds fantastic. And you did that, didn't you, a couple of years before the pandemic obviously struck. And it was amazingly popular, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Last year was our first edition, you know, and it was a huge success. And this year we're taking it to the next level. So with, you know, obviously these amazing headliners and DJs that are coming from all over France, Switzerland, and even further beyond, because it is the only salsa festival that takes place up in the mountains, up in the altitude, so at 1,300 feet. And that's why it's called Cuban O2. So Cuban O2, oxygen.
Right.
So that's, yeah. So that's a little play that we got going there.
Okay, fantastic. Cuban O2, the a salsa festival in the mountains, which you won't get that often. So, yes, you make sure you check that one out. So, yeah, and many thanks for that. Of course, I'll put all the details up on our website about all of this. You can hear this this little chat again on our website. Links to, as well, so the tourist office and that app you were mentioning as well, Jan. So we'll do all that in the next hour or so. So, yeah, many thanks for joining us this morning, and have a great day.
Thank you, Mark. You too.
That was Jan Bukowski there from the Pays de Gex Tourist Office.
From the shores of Lake Geneva to the Jura Mountains, discover the Pays de Gex. Visit paysdegex-montjura.com.